欢迎收听可可英语独家专栏节目可可 Radio， 山下安静的安，夏天的夏。微信关注公众号安夏说英语，可以查阅更多其他节目哦。 We are talking about building new habits， 一起来聊聊培养新的习惯。 Be compassionate, not critical， 富有同情心而不是富有批判性。 If you only pay attention to one tip in the entire post, this is it. Internal criticism is the kryptonite of building new habits, and you find it much easier to create a sustainable habit if you are on your own side.That doesn't necessarily mean getting rid of the inner critic, but being mindful of it. 如果你只想看一个小贴士，那就是这条了。内心的批评是建立在新的习惯的硬伤。你会发现，如果你站在自己的一边，养成了新的习惯，并坚持下来，就会容易很多。这并不是说一定要摆脱内心的批评。但是要多加注意。When you're mindful of our inner critics, we hear what they say, but we are not controlled by what they say. Maintaining this distance can take some practice. At the same time as maintaining distance from your inner critic, take the opportunity to strengthen your eternal nurturing voice. The voice that tells you your best is enough and supports and encourages you on your journey. 当我们注意到自己的内心的批评时，我们能够听见批评的声音，但是我们不能受他们的控制。要保持这种距离，需要一些练习。在和内心批评的声音保持距离时，找机会加强内心培养的声音。这个声音会告诉你什么是最好的，并在旅途中支持和鼓励。更多正能量英语，请关注可可英语可可 Radio， 也欢迎关注我的微信公众号安夏说英语。